Beginning a meditation, working with the first 8 steps of the Anapanasati sequence, mindfulness of breathing practice, as described in Majjhima 118, the Buddha's discourse on mindfulness of breathing practice. As always, beginning with the posture, setting up the body for clarity of presence. If you're on the floor or bench or chair, find the sit bones, the 2 bones at the base of the pelvis, and rocking into a balanced place, usually by tipping the pelvis forward slightly, being right on the sit bones so that the belly can relax and the low back fall into its natural curve. If this is hard to find, if there's a natural slump backwards, the encouragement is to sit up a little higher so that the angle can be greater between the torso and the legs, allowing the bowl of the hips to tip. Energetically, the feeling is of a straight plumb line through the central column. So as if from the crown point, the top of the head, the rest of the body hung down. The head, heart center, and pelvic center or belly center really in a clear line. You can drop the chin slightly, let the back of the neck open, relax the shoulders, let the heart blossom a little forward and up, and begin to find this clear line of the central column. Hands can rest in your lap or at the knees. Taking a few breaths to find the clarity and brightness in the posture, whatever is happening in the body right now. Working with any aches and pains, structural challenges, in a compassionate and creative way to find a comfortable seat. Setting aside the thoughts and feelings, the busyness of the workday, or wherever you are in the stream of time listening to this, setting aside what has been filling the mind before this moment. And so we bring the quality of mindfulness or clear awareness into the foreground. There's a knowing of the body and its posture, a knowing of sounds and sights, and the sensations of the physical world surrounding us, sensations of the world as it comes into contact with the body. And there's the knowing of the breath, often the largest perceptible movement in the body once we come to stillness. And with mindfulness, suffused with kindness, patience, steady presence, we know the breath as it comes in and out of the body. This is the preliminary step of Anapanasati. All of this is the foundation. So when the breath is coming in, there's a knowing the breath is coming in. And when the breath goes out, there's a knowing the breath is going out. Already you might connect with a sense of a deepening rest and restful presence. Step one of Anapanasati, mindfulness of in and out breathing, is to know the long breath. So the encouragement here, as we've been working with it, is to deepen the in-breath in a comfortable way, but find a fuller in-breath and find a long, relaxed out-breath, the same length as the in-breath or maybe a little longer. I'll encourage breathing in and out through the nose, a deep in-breath, maybe slowing, expanding the in-breath, and a long, relaxing out-breath, letting the body soften. Find a few breaths in this way and really feel the long breath and how the long breath begins to condition our energy. If there's a little tiredness or dullness, emphasize the in-breath. Lengthen, deepen, strengthen the in-breath. If there's a little dullness, fogginess, sleepiness, the other way around. Wait, if there's a little tiredness, emphasize the in-breath, yeah. If there's a little restlessness, anxiety, high energy, emphasize the out-breath. Long, relaxing, calming, steady out-breath, and even a pause at the bottom of the breath, resting completely. A few more long breaths, letting the long breaths help clear the slate of thoughts and story, memory, planning, anxiety. And begin to smooth the sense of energy and breath through the whole body. Delicious long breath. And then after the next out breath, relaxing at the bottom of the breath. And then inviting a more relaxed breath and a shorter breath. So without pulling the breath in, allow a natural breath in. Relaxing the musculature through the belly, diaphragm, ribs. Feel the shorter breath. Step two is to know the short breath. Often with the short breath, we might really feel the stilling of the body. And we relax around the breath. When you feel the urge for a deeper in-breath, you can go with that, or you can relax more and let that urge just be present, but stay with relaxing the belly and chest and see what that's like. And we'll settle toward a really comfortable breath. That might be a combination of long and short, or somewhere in the middle. Find a breath that's really delicious, that suits your energy in this moment. And then in step three, feeling the breath through the whole body. begin to let the sense of the breath moving mix with the sense of the whole body and its posture. And begin to let the sense of the wave of the breath expand outward from the central column. You feel the expanding and contracting wave of the breath through the arms, down into the pelvis and legs, out through the head, through the back of the body and the sides, and the front. This can feel like pressing open the sense of the breathing body, to feel a whole field of breath encompassing the whole body. Feeling the breath in the whole body. Maintaining the sense of the breath in the whole body, which will now be our home base for the rest of the practice. Invite the body to just relax and become even more still. Step four is to bring the body towards stillness. You can let the breath itself relax even more, maybe coming to a softer or subtler breath. And the whole being inclining toward deep stillness. And continuing further from the whole body breathing and the relaxed, calm body, clarity of the mind. Step five is to breathe in a way that invites rapture. Rapture or bliss. This is a somatic presence. It comes through as a kind of vibrating pleasure. Feel how the whole body breathes and connect with the physical pleasure, the bodily pleasure, the cellular pleasure of breathing. Maintain a strong interest in the breath. Get interested in how the breath washes sensation and energy through the whole field of the body. Invite that energy to grow, and then particularly invite the pleasurable vibration to grow. We do this just by feeling it. Feel the thrum of the breath through the whole body. Training the body in rapture. And then step six, training the body in happiness or joy. This is more the emotional side. Feel the possibility or the presence here of being really at ease, enjoying this, delighting in the space of the breathing body. Here you might invite a gentle smile into the corners of the mouth or the corners of the eyes. Even if you're not overtly happy in this moment, there's a kind of ease and bliss built into breath energy itself. Turn away from any stories or narrative and let the pleasure of being alive and breathing itself uplift the heart. Quiet any stories that are present and feel the joy of stillness, of protectedness. Step six is the training of the body to breathe with joy, happiness. As we do this, you'll notice the qualities in the mind that come to interrupt joy, happiness, tranquility. You'll notice the stories, the hindrances, the ideas, the sense of myself, all of the structures of psychology and all the narratives of different kinds. These are the conditioned formations. This is the stuff of ourself. All of our concepts, worldviews. Just notice these when they're arising and notice that they form the background of everything we're doing. A story that I'm doing this, what it means, who I am. There's still the breath and the training in enjoying the breath. And there's just the knowing of the mind. Step seven, understanding the formations of the mind. And step eight, just as we brought the body to stillness, as we deepened into breath energy, now with the support of rapture and pleasure, with the support of the delicious breath, bring those stories and narratives to stillness. That can really be like just stopping or setting them down for now or putting them in a contained place, tucked away in the psyche. Can you shift the attention to here, the empty space between thoughts, and extend that? Just fill it with the pleasure of breathing and stillness. Step eight is to bring the contents of the mind to stillness. Practicing in this way, when distraction wants to pull the mind away, notice it as quickly as you can. And without investigating or getting lost in anything, just set it down as a symptom of stress, busyness. Reconnect with the whole body, breathing in and out with pleasure, sweetness, stillness. Bring the stories to stillness. Oh, we'll continue in this way, in silence together. As we come to the end of the formal sitting, you can rest back into just a very simple, natural breath. Maybe with eyes open if you want to begin to come into the integrating space of letting the breathing body and this energetic brightness just be present in the room around you. I'll chant the homage to the Buddha in lieu of a bell. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. If you're in a space where you can chant, you can join along with that. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.